The Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization uses a sports analogy to explain what's happening to the climate.
When sports persons are given doping, they perform even with a higher intensity than normally, and we have been doping our atmosphere by injecting more greenhouse gases, especially carbon dioxide, to the atmosphere.
Petteri Talla says even if the world is successful in scaling back fossil fuel emissions, the amount of carbon already released into the atmosphere will cause extreme weather for decades to come.
The negative trend in climate will continue at least until 2060s, independent of our success in climate mitigation efforts. And that means that these kind of weather conditions are becoming more common.
The current heat wave already has killed an estimated 1,100 people in Spain and Portugal. A heat wave in Europe killed an estimated 75,000 in 2003 and another 50,000 in 2010. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates about 1,300 people a year die in the U.S. due to excessive heat. Dr. Maria Nera is the World Health Organization's Public Health and Environment Director. She says excessive heat poses physical and mental health challenges and is a particular problem for people who work outdoors, as well as those whose health conditions put them most at risk.
The most vulnerable will be obviously the people with previous chronic conditions, old people and very young people as well, children and pregnant women.
Petteri says the world is headed towards 2.5 degrees Celsius of warming, far above the 1.5 Celsius global leaders had agreed should be the limit. He hopes the current heat emergency will focus attention on the urgency to take action.
And at the moment, we are heading towards something like 2.5 degrees warming. And that means that we would have much higher amount of these kind of events in the future as part of our normal climate. And these kind of events have been also wake-up calls for human beings.
Petteri says there are more means available to mitigate the punishing heat and climate-friendly solutions in the energy and transportation sectors. He also advocates a vegetarian diet. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.